Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 to 27. The priestly blessing. Note the words, the priestly blessing. I am convinced that this discourse, though it's brief, will deal with an issue which is highly significant. There is much confusion about this passage in the churches. Many believers are utterly confused about it if they think about it. Let us look first of all at the text itself. Here we have Moses, God through Moses, setting out the order for Israel, the tabernacle at the center of their camp, the Levites looking after the temple, tabernacle, the tribes all encamped around the tabernacle in a certain order, discipline in the camp, purity in the camp, devotion in the camp, all there set out according to the command of God. And in that system, the Levites are looking after the tabernacle, and amongst this tribe, the tribe and the house of Aaron form a priestly class. And this is the priestly blessing. Note the words, priestly blessing. The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, the priests, you see, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And now we get this punchline. Look at it, verse 27. So, look at that word, so. As they do this, as they pronounce this, so they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them. So it's not strictly speaking the priestly blessing. It's God's blessing through the priests. Israel is blessed by God with these statements here. And it actually happens to them as these men, these priests ordained and appointed of God, pronounce these words. The Lord does bless. The Lord does keep. The Lord does make his face shine upon Israel. The Lord will be kind and gracious and merciful to Israel. The Lord will turn his face toward them. The Lord will give them peace. He will shine upon them in darkness. He will lead them and protect them and defend them. He will sustain them. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. The rabbis have no idea why the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. I think I could explain it to them, don't you? The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. You get the same in Isaiah chapter 6, of course. Holy, holy, holy. It's not four or seven or 20 statements, it's three. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. And God is actually working in and through the priests as they pronounce this. It was the priestly blessing, but it was God's blessing. It wasn't any Tom, Dick or Harry doing this. It was the priestly utterance. And what did God promise? All this blessing, and he bestowed it upon them. And they will be blessed. Well, let's use the proper words here. This is sacramentalism. This is sacerdotalism. This is God working through men effectively in their pronouncements and the rite and the ordinance of this ceremony. You get the same in Genesis, in essence, and you get it throughout the Old Testament. In Leviticus 9:22, the priests would raise their hands toward the people and actually bestow the blessing. Christ did it too. Now the question is, how about the new covenant? How about us? Now let us be specific and clear and explicit here. We cannot, we dare not, we do not take this over into the new covenant like this. What do you mean? We do not have any priestly class. We can't have one Christian blessing another. Hebrews 7:7. Is explicit. The lesser is always blessed by the greater. There is no hierarchy amongst the saints. We're all one in Christ Jesus. We're all priests of God. And we cannot bless another. We cannot bestow blessings. But you say, well, the Church of England does. Yes, because it's come and based itself and its system entirely upon the fathers. It's a patristic church, not a scriptural church. You only have to read Lightfoot, and you'll see Lightfoot explains it very clearly. They went back to the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th centuries. They didn't go back to the New Testament when they set up the Church of England. They copied Cyprian and people like that. And many nonconformists have copied Cyprian and these fathers. And they bring in the Old Covenant. And it's all wrong. The church is not founded on the Old Covenant. It is a new covenant, ecclesia, called out ones. You say, well, there's benedictions, 2 Corinthians 13:14, Hebrews 13:20, and so on. Oh, yes, but these are prayers. May the Lord bless you. No, may the Lord bless us. Of course, in a letter, it's you, but when we pray it today, we would pray, may the Lord bless us. May the Lord help us. May the Lord give us his grace. May the Lord go with us. We can't benedict in the sense of bestow it. The blessing comes from God, Ephesians 1:3. Christ is the channel and the means. Christ is the great priest. He is the only one who can bestow the blessing. He poured out his Holy Spirit. He still moves by his Spirit. He still works by his Spirit. It's Christ in us. It's Christ, not men. And yet I have seen not only, as it were, Church of England people and Romanists trying to do this, I have seen nonconformists, a prominent Reformed Baptist. I saw that was actually in the congregation. He raised his hands towards us, his palms, and he actually bestowed the Aaronic blessing upon us. He didn't do me. And a friend of mine challenged him firmly afterwards and rebuked him for it. And yet, some little while later, I was attending a service, and he did exactly the same again. He raised his palms toward the congregation and bestowed the blessing. That is utter old covenant travesty into the new covenant. All this is fulfilled in Christ and now rendered obsolete. Let me be more specific. God blessed Israel through the priest. God blesses the church through Christ. You will find the blessing for Israel through the priest, 1 Chronicles 23, verse 13. Christ, though, read the letter to the Hebrews, Christ is our great high priest. So, to take this and apply it today is to make a nonsense of the scripture in thought and practice. And it's worse than a nonsense. It robs Christ. It detracts from Christ. It elevates man and is utterly wrong. But in Christ, there is every blessing. Unbeliever, you need Christ. Without Christ, you have nothing. You have religion, which is fatal. You have earthly, priestly, manly comfort. But oh, to know the real salvation, the real joy of the Spirit, you only find it in Christ, and brother and sister in Christ. We are one in him. We are all under him. We are priests together under him, but he, our great high priest, bestows every blessing upon us. Ephesians 1:3. Everything we have is in and through Christ. His blood, his righteousness, his resurrection, the bestowal of the Spirit, his intercession for us and his coming again, all is in Christ. He is the glorious fulfillment of this priestly blessing. I say this is an important discourse, or the subject is. May God help us to weigh it seriously and give up all the old covenant corruption of the churches and come back to the new covenant and see the priestly blessing in and through and only by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.